See, the transcendental entity cannot be understood by material senses. By applying your material faculty, then you cannot approach the transcendental entity. But still, by trying, just by trying on your own, you cannot get the fruit you desire. Because even our attempts, are they bona fide or not? Sukhdev Goswami, he said, you see, don't waste your time uselessly. Eventually, our time in this world will end. Therefore, don't waste your age. Because the sun, with every rising and setting of the sun, your life is slipping from your hands. But for one who spends his time glorifying Krishna, Uttam Shloka Vartaya, then he spends his time properly, judiciously. See, the sun, he rises on his own. And the moon also rises on his own. But both are thieves. Why? They're stealing our lives away. Therefore, one who's fortunate, his life is not stolen away by the sun and the moon, by the setting and rising of the sun and the moon. He is not shook by their appearance. He remains undisturbed. He is always engaged. Sri Bhagavan. And he is stable in there, equipoised. His mind is never restless. Why? As soon as the sun rises in the morning, one wants to engage in karma, being controlled by his restless mind, senses. Mind becomes disturbed. And the night, by the influence of the moon, by the rays of the moon, by the attraction of the moon, his life, one wants to enjoy. So how to escape from this? Therefore, if one does Shravan Kirtan of Bhagavan's glories, then by Prabhu's Kripa and by Shakti, we can be saved, or else any other form of potency will destroy us. Therefore, Urja means potency, which is sometimes instilled by the sun and the moon. So if one cannot remember Sri Bhagavan, and we are only remembering the things of this world, and mind has become very restless, and ourselves, we are disturbed, we disturb others as well. We are ourselves very sad and make others sad as well. So why such misfortune? Because we are not present at the lotus feet of Sri Bhagavan. And neither do we have the competence to remember him. And easily, effortlessly, we remember other things. But the potency that is present in the remembrance of all these things will only engulf us in this fire. We ourselves are burning in this fire of sense gratification, and we burn others also. So don't waste your life uselessly. You yourself become very sad, make others sad as well. As long as you cannot remember Prabhu and his qualities, then how can you be helped? No other form of support. Therefore, we will try remembering Bhagavan and his Priya Bhaktas, the Vrajvasis. We should try remembering and glorifying them. This is pure sadhana. Or else, mind is restless. Everyone's mind is restless. Regardless of being a yogi, bogi, karmi, chogi, jnani, no matter how much tapasya you do, still, cannot control your mind. Many kinds of desires, and you cannot fulfill each and every one of them. Because if you achieve one thing and become happy, then is there anything in this world that can satisfy you? Because everything in this world is going to perish, is going to change, insignificant. It is and only a source of agony. There's nothing worthwhile in this world. Something which yields happiness. Therefore, by Prabhu's Shravan Kirtan, we will always remain happy. Because Prabhu, he is Sachidananda Vigraha, Sachidananda Ghana Vigraha. So what is the meaning of this Ananda? Definition of Ananda. See, happiness of this world is described in various words, but these are only words. But the meaning is only misery, because ultimately the happiness of this world also produces misery. Therefore, as long as one doesn't glorify Bhagwan's lotus feet, doesn't remember his lotus feet, do kirtan, then until then he will always be suffering. So until yesterday we heard when Vaman Maharaj, Trikram Maharaj and Gurudev accepted sannyas. So sannyas means parivrajak. A sannyasi can never stay in one place. Can never stay in one place. Because he is not restless. His mind is never disturbed. Factual sannyasi. And seeing the miseries of the others, he has accepted this renounced order. And then he goes house to house and he does kirtan. And he glorifies, distributes glory to Sri Bhagavan. And this way he makes every living entity happy, imparts this happiness. So the sadhus, how are they? Sadhu, he is always equipoised. He doesn't hate or despise anyone. He's learned, he's a fool, he's of low caste, he's black, he's white, he's Muslim, he's Hindu. He doesn't, sannyasi sadhu, he is not entangled in such conceptions. He is not controlled by anyone. All the jivas are Bhagavans. And yes, every jiva have to speak Harikatha. Anyhow, bring him to Bhagavan's lotus feet. There's no greater beneficial work than this. Therefore, when Maharaj has accepted sannyas, then first of all, they went to have darshan with the Guru Varga to seek their blessings, mercy, and love, affection in their foot dust. So that they are always ready, longing to shave this foot dust. Then this another piece of each bhava is had. When one offers everything at Prabhu's lotus feet, before this another piece of each will not come. This bhav. For that person, he is fortunate who tries to sacrifice his own self. Sannyas means samrakyupena nyas. Is to give everything up. Is to offer everything. Dehi tulasi tila deho samarpino dajane chada vinamoy. Madhav Vidyapati he sung in this kirtan. Madhava bahutamirati kari. Saying, oh Prabhu, if you consider, then you will see you will not find any good qualities within me. You only find bad qualities and faults. I am very impure, worthy of being despised. But except for your lotus feet, where can I find shelter? So whatever I have, I offer at your lotus feet. So after offering everything, then Kaviraj Goswami has said, Atma Samarpan Toya Pada Kori. I know Paramasukhi. Krishna, what does he do? During the time of Diksha, he makes one transcendental, like himself. To this qualification, to surrender oneself is not so easy. Not everyone has this qualification that he can offer himself. And how will they offer themselves? He can only offer himself to some qualified person. When you offer yourself to Bhagavan's lotus feet, then what does Bhagavan do? Immediately he accepts him. And he empowers him. And then he becomes Trinadapi Sanich. Bhagavan, he always gives his mercy to one who is very humble, not to one who is proud of his learning, dynasty, race, arrogance, and all these things. The bhaktas, they don't have this abhiman, this conception. Always think, I am Das and Das. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, he has taught. Mahaprabhu, he has taught. And, oh, Prabhu, when can I be the servant of a servant of a servant? When will you accept me in this way? So as long as one is not surrendered, how can he have this bhav, this bhav of humility? Because when one is surrendered, Bhagavan, he instills his divine qualities within that person. Someone is doing katha kirtan, someone is going preaching, speaking hari katha, then whatever he says, that is not his. Bhagavan, what is he doing? He is infusing him with this potency. And when he's doing kirtan, infuses so much rasa that everyone becomes attracted. I see the scholars of this world. You see, they speak in so many nice ways. There's nice song, dance, there's rock music, DJing. But still, what is the use? This is not Bhagavat Ras, this is Maya Ras. Like drama. See, change cannot be had in anyone by this. No one can be changed. As long as Bhagavat Kripa Shakti is not had, Bhagavat Anubhuti, one is not surrendered to Bhagavan, then by one's own personality, one cannot control his own senses, then how can he control others? Therefore, it is said, when one accepts this diksha, when one accepts this sannyas diksha, and everything has been samyak rupena nyas renounced. And say, one offers himself at Prabhu's lotus feet, then Bhagavan, what is he saying? I make that person like myself. Dikshas are many types. So one accepts Brahman Diksha, one accepts the Smartha Diksha, this Karma Diksha, this Gyan Diksha, this Jog Diksha. But it has to be seen, who is the master of all these things? Who is the authority? If one doesn't surrender himself at Prabhu's Lord's feet, and rather he offers himself to ghosts and other people, then he will also become a ghost. Therefore Krishna said in the Gita, one who worships the ghost, they order the ghost lok. If you worship the ancestors, you go to the realm of the ancestors. Worship the devatas, you go to the realm of the devatas. But they won't come to me. Therefore, to surrender to Bhagwan is actually a matter of great fortune. If one surrenders himself, then Bhagwan, he decorates him with his potency, Shakti. Paramgurudev, he says, now that you've accepted sannyas, now you must go to all the bhaktas, go for their darshan. The sannyasis receive their blessings. Why? As long as Bhagwan is saying that he is not respecting my priya bhaktas, then even if I give my good qualities to him, then he will misuse them. He will not guard them, safeguard them. So, if you give wealth to such people, then what will they do? They don't know how to use them properly. Even if one instills sadgun within him, still he will even sell Bhagwan away. He will not care. You see, temples are open, mutts are open, and every day you see business is done in the name of Bhagwan. Saying, oh no, it's winter, bring some cloth for Bhagwan, bring something for Boga. Go bring something here. See, in the name of Bhagwan, they're doing many things. Even if Bhagwan gives himself to such persons, still he cannot control himself. Cannot properly follow the path. Therefore, wherever there is a storehouse of divine qualities, then you must go there and pray. And try to learn something. Listen there. The Param Gurudev and Saraswati Thakur. Saraswati Thakur would send his servants sometimes to Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj. Send them to these different devotees. So they learn how to respect Vaishnavas. And they say, Bhagwan's parikars, Bhagwan's nijan, if you respect them, then you're respecting Bhagwan. Don't worship yourself. You should learn how to worship others. Shishya means to accept shasan, means to accept discipline. It's easy to become guru. It is easy to give instructions to others. You see, just as sadhu, one can instruct others. But to be a factual disciple is very difficult. You see, when one he speaks, gives very nice instructions, but is one qualified to be disciplined? You should think about this. If someone is giving any instructions to us, then are we ready to accept? Therefore, Param Gurudev, sometimes he would take them to all his god brothers, wherever their mutts were. Especially if he heard, after sannyas, he went to Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj. Because the temple is very near to Devananda Gaudiya Mutt, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mutt. So every year Param Gurudev would go to see him, and Sridhar Maharaj would also come to Devananda Gaudiya Mutt. Siddhanti Maharaj's temple also nearby, they would go to see him also. So Param Gurudev should respect his god brothers so much. So say, when this god Purnima Kirtan was going on, then Ujjwala Bhakti Kumud Santu Sai Maharaj, his uncle, Mohini Mohan Raghbushan Prabhu, disciple of Prabhupada, very beautiful Kirtaniya. By his Kirtan, It seemed that it was raining. It seemed that the flowers were blossoming. It seemed it would rain any moment. It seemed the entire world was protected, infused. Therefore, it is very wonderful Kirtaniya. His name was Raghubhushan. So Paramahansa would call all his god brothers. Especially during Navadvip Parikrama, Vrindavan Parikrama, Kshetra Mandal Jagannath Puri Parikrama, Dwarka, Ayodhya, and all these theaters, he would spend 1 month with everyone there. Listen to the glories of that pilgrimage place into Parikrama. So this is Mohini Mohan Prabhu, he was doing Kirtan. And then Satyavigraha Prabhu. Very wonderful disciples of Prabhupada. Wonderful Kirtaniyas. So during Gaur Purnima, the whole night they are doing Kirtan. Now, whole day fasting, and then Abhishek in the evening, and then staying awake the whole night and doing Kirtan. So when Kirtan was going on, then dance so nicely. It seemed he heard from Gurudev. And the Mridanga player would dance, he would jump high up in ecstasy, and he would land so gracefully. And then he would dance with his Mridanga so gracefully. It seemed Hanuman himself had entered inside these Mridanga players. And so they're doing Kirtan. In the morning during Brahma Murta, sometimes they do Kirtan, sitting, dancing. At that time, what do they say? Ramgurudev, all his god brothers, they all came. And they say, you are absorbed in this Kirtan Ras. They say, and everyone sitting and listening. And Gurudev Trikrama is there, Shiv Sanyas that day. Many others had received initiation. But some, but somewhere hiding themselves because it's like Bhavarok. See, not everyone can come in satsang, will not come near sadhu, with near guru, because why? Then they start trembling. How can I stay near him, near the sadhu, near Sri Guru? So I'll go hide myself somewhere. Like a rat, like a cockroach, like a snake, but they will not come in front of the sadhu. Very difficult. And they say, start burning from within. So many were not present in Kirtan that time. Only some people were present in Kirtan. But it was such a rasili Kirtan. Filled so much rasa, somewhere sleeping. Thousands of people doing parikrama. Yeah, somewhere on the streets, in the gullies, in the fields, they wouldn't be placed anywhere. Wherever they would find space, they would be placed in there. And so when Kirtan was going on, what did Maharaj see? He saw that Param Gurudev, Prabhupada, Gaurakshara, they all came during Kirtan. Mahaprabhu himself came with Panchatattva and they were doing Kirtan. And Maharaj, he stood up and he told his Guru Maharaj, today I am seeing everyone here. Such beautiful program. Everyone's come here, everyone. Now we should serve them. Because one can do archan, pujan, mantra jap, but if one has darshan of the bhaktas, Bhagavan, then what should you do immediately? If Guru comes, if you're doing puja, then immediately you should leave your puja aside, stand up, welcome your Guru. Because prathame Guru puja, tadashcheva mam archanam. Because Bhagavan is saying first worship Guru and then me. So then everyone came. So Gurudev said, now we shall offer an asana. And Paramguru said that Mahaprabhu Srivas Thakur, they were doing kirtan the whole time in this kirtan ras. And that time Mohini Prabhu, Satyavigra Prabhu, who later became Ashram Maharaj, all these kirtaniyas, they became so much full of, they became so full of happiness. The whole day they were dancing. Although they were fasting the whole night, still they didn't care. So they were dancing the whole night, even in spite of fasting during the day. So Gurudev was saying, when will such a beautiful day be ours? When we so absorb in kirtan, then Bhagavan himself will give us darshan and bestow his mercy upon us. This kirtan has such shakti, such akarshan, attraction. Nathan Thakur started kirtan Ketari Gram, along with Acharya Srinivas, Shyamanand Prabhu, everyone came, Jahannava Devi. So today Maharaj is saying, that day is very fortunate. When I never thought that after taking sannyas, what will happen again? So when I saw everyone, so when kirtan started, whoever had been sleeping, hiding, they also came to kirtan. Started glorifying so much. But they didn't see who was there in kirtan, who was not, no. They only absorbed in this anandaras. Ananda chinmarasa pati bhavita visthaiva nityarupa kalabi. This ananda chinmaras is such that see, where will this rasa come if you are not absorbed? So Prabhu himself appeared there. And everyone was so much absorbed in this ananda. The Sanandaras, everyone became mad in ecstasy. They forgot themselves, doing kirtan, dancing. So Gurudev said, why everyone is so much absorbed, drawn in the Sanandaras? And somewhere, and who are sleeping, hiding, they also start coming for kirtan. Sometimes in Mathura, when we do kirtan during the night, sometimes even 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, we do kirtan in the night. But in the police, rikshawalas, they would also come and say the, they would also participate in the kirtan. They would see what is happening here. But those who are doing kirtan, the kirtaniyas, they don't even know where they are drowning. So Maharaj would say that such kirtan had never even taken place before. That day during the sannyas day, this kirtan took place. So Bhagavan said, alright, now you realized. See, when one surrenders himself to Bhagavan's lotus feet, then what will happen? See, Prabhu himself will come. Bhagavan himself will come. And will he take that person on his lap? No. And will he give him a place in his lap of his lotus feet? No, not even this. He will eternally engage him in his seva. Therefore, if you want to offer yourself, then you offer yourself to Sri Guru, Sadguru. You say, Gaur Purnima, it's finished. So Maharaji said, can I ever see such a sight again, such beautiful kirtan, and Mahaprabhu Nityananda, will they ever again bestow their mercy upon me? So when Mahamantra kirtan was going on, same time they're also reciting all these shlokas. Pitaro Kamalaya Taksha, and while reciting shlokas like this one, they continue doing kirtan again, like this Mangalacharan shloka Vrindavan Das Thakur. In Chaitanya Bhagavad Acharan Ambita Bhujao Karna Avatayano. This way, they had explained one shloka and also the meaning of every shloka. And they would see that Nityananda Prabhu Mahaprabhu himself had come there. It seemed someone had walked in dressed very nicely. So Gurudev was saying, first I was thinking that someone had dressed as Mahaprabhu. Like you see during Ramlila Krishna, they dress up as Ram and Krishna. He becomes Lakshman, Hanuman, Hanuman. They're only dressed in these costumes. So Maharaj is thinking, I was thinking maybe they're doing the time of the holy. It seems some people have dressed themselves very nice and come. But I was thinking, who will come in the night? The gates are closed. Who will possibly dress themselves up as Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and come? There's a boundary wall around the temple, so how can they just enter inside? Matsuda was absorbed in this kirtan. Then they say they're dancing so beautifully, and whoever had darshan, they became so satisfied and happy because Mahaprabhu himself had come with his associates. So where does Mahaprabhu appear? He appears wherever there is this kirtan, becomes happy by this nritya geet, by this nam kirtan. Immediately he appears in that place. So then Devananda Gaudiyaman, then Navadvip Dham is transcendental place, Chinmay Dham. So how can we have Dham Darshan if it's Chinmay? So Param Gurudev told Gurudev, wait for some time. You do sadhan very nicely, and Bhagavan is very merciful, and Dhameshwar Mahaprabhu, he'll give darshan. First, how does he appear? In the form of the Dham, in the form of the, in his qualities, and then he will manifest his form, his Leela, Naam Roop Gun Leela. He will manifest accordingly. So then they say, slowly, slowly become qualified, he'll give you darshan. So the time, Maharaji said, when I saw Kirtan that day, it seemed life after life, it seemed after millions of lifetimes. Now I've been established in my Swarup. You receive Bhagavan's darshan, made me so happy and full of ras. Gurudev, he was saying, that time, Gurudev, then he prayed, he said, prayed, and he said, may I always drink this namras. May I distribute this namras also to others. When will that day come for everyone, where they can have Bhagavad Darshan and say, have the mercy of Sri Bhagavan. Then the next day, after Gaur Purnima, there's a big festival. So when that festival ended, festival of Jagannath and Sachi Devi, then they went to Bhaktisakra Sridhar Maharaj for his darshan. At that time, Sridhar Maharaj, he asked, now you become sannyasis, so now listen to one thing. What is the dharma of the sannyasi? What is his duty? And they say, sannyasis parivajak. See, sannyasis, now they should look everyone equally. They should look at everyone equally. They should not have a sense of discrimination. And they're beyond varnashram dharma. So they say, you have to preach. And distribute this Bhagavat Ras to everyone. After accepting sannyas, not hide yourself. Just go and preach everywhere. This is the meaning of sannyas. Then you'll receive Mahaprabhu's mercy. So then, they asked one question then. First about sannyas. Then Kali Yuga Mahaprabhu has forbidden sannyas. The Shastras also. So then Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas. So all of you have accepted sannyas. Then yesterday we heard the answer to this question. All these things are there in Guru Darshan. Very nice way. So then this way he asked about Naam. So we heard yesterday Trikramal's answer. Then he said that when Narayan Maharaj used to explain the meaning of his name, it only been 1 or 2 days since they had accepted sannyas. Param Gurudev had not even explained everything. But Param Gurudev, he said, the meaning of Diksha is that Bhagavan himself has taken responsibility. He has accepted him. So then Maharaji offered pranams to everyone, and he started to say, Gita Bhagavan himself has said that I reside in everyone's hearts. And all in the jiva, as if mounted on a machine, directs, is acting in this material body. So say, Dhruva had performed so many austerities, and then first Krishna gave him darshan in his heart as Vishnu. But Dhruva said, why are you hiding? Please come in front of me. Manifest in front of me. Why should you fear? Why are you always hiding? Paramatma hiding in the heart is a nice thing. You should come out and give darshan. Speak to me. From so much dhyan, tapasya, but still why are you hiding yourself? And then when Vishnu came out, appeared in front of Dhruva, then Dhruva, he could not even look at Prabhu because he was effulgent. And Dhruva was thinking, alas, what have I done? Then he became silent. What did Prabhu do? He took Shankar and he touched Dhruva's forehead. And then he started offering many stotras. So Maharaj is saying, Bhagavan has, Narayan has so much Aishwarya. So we have to pray to his lotus feet. In which way? Bhagavan himself has said that this Aishwarya-shatil prem, prem slackened by Aishwarya, cannot control me. That prem will not manifest in your and your ways. So Krishna is saying, I cannot be pleased by such prem, such Aishwarya-mayi prem. Because there Ahankara Abhiman is bound to come. Because there are five types of mukti in Vaikuntha Lok. Salokya, Samipya, Sarshpya, Sarshti. There's four types of liberation are present there. One achieves a form like Bhagavan, he becomes four-handed. And we see one's residence also becomes like Bhagavan's residence. So much of Aishwarya there. And his Naam, Roop, Gun, and say one, he, just as Narayan is 400, they also become 400. Everyone has the Shankar Chakra Gadapad. And everyone has such a form, such Sundar Shakti, Saundarya, beauty, opulence, they all become like him. So who is Sevak, who is Prabhu, one cannot even realize. And this, when Gopu Kumar, when he went to Vaikuntha, he saw, whoever was he saw was 400. So he was saying, who is Narayan? He's saying, offering pranams, oh, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan, are you Narayan? In this way. So this way Gopumar was thinking, you know, if we become Narayan ourselves, then everyone will worship us. And who will we worship then? So Maharaji said, in Narayan Lok, in Vaikuntha Lok, in Vaikuntha Aishwarya, I don't need this. Therefore, Nar Ayam means shelter of all living entities. Nar. Who is their shelter? Bhagavan. Bhagavan gives shelter. Who is his root? Ashraya, Mool Ashraya. This is Swarup Shakti. In Vaikuntha, there is Mahalakshmi, then in Goloka Vrindavan, she is Radharani herself. Shrimati Radharani is Sarva Shakti, she is a goddess, she is Griya Shakti, Sarvanandamayi, everything manifests by her. So, as long as one has not taken her shelter, then this Aishwarya, this Vibhuti, whatever we have, it will not be, it cannot be used in a sattvic way because he does not know in the first place. You see, in Braj also in Mahalakshmi came. Then she started praying to Krishna, please accept me in your seva. Give me a place in Braj. Bhagavan Krishna said, alright, on one condition. You'll have to take shelter in the homes of the Kopas. You'll have to be a cowherd woman. You'll have to milk the cows, make cow dung patties. You have to marry some Gopa, then I can accept you. He said, I'm a Brahmini, how can I be born in a cowherd home? How can I make cow dung patties, milk cows? I have so many maidservants, dasis. What shortage do I have? Many others can do this. I'm a Brahmini, how can I be a cowherd lady, cowherd woman? Then Krishna said, no, go away from here. I cannot accept you. So this Aishwarya, wherever there is this Aishwarya, then there they will conceit, proud, pride, vanity, all these things are bound to appear there. One, he will not even listen to Prabhu's words. neither will he accept them or understand them or listen to them. And Krishna once he said, "Oh Yudhishthir, you say Ashwatthama has died." Yudhishthir said, "How can I say? I cannot say lies." And Dharmaraj said, "How can I speak lies?" He said, "No, it's not a lie." So then Bhim, he killed an elephant called Ashwatthama. Now did you know he's Ashwatthama's dead? So then Yudhishthir, he said, "Ashwatthama, the elephant." And as soon as he said the elephant, Krishna blew his conch and covered Yudhishthir's words. So therefore you see, the Pandavas, they all got liberated first. And then Yudhishthir said, "All my brothers have all been, they've all liberated. But why have I come to Yamalok? Because why did you speak lies? What do you say?" Krishna said, "He's dead. Why did you say no? I will not speak lies. So why did you even, who is alive? Who is dead? Everyone is already dead. Everyone has already entered the mouth of Kaal, death. No one's realized their Atma Swarup. No one's realized the soul is already, the body is already dead and the soul is in the body. So what value is that to the body? So what are Tatya Gyan Aishwarya? Vibhuti is present by this. This pride, arrogance will appear. And one will not even listen to Prabhu's words. Therefore, to make this Abhiman go far away, you should pray to Bhagavan. Swarup Shakti Srimati Radharani, one must take shelter of her. See, when Krishna appeared as Narayan, Petagao, he was giving darshan to everyone. And the gopis came, they said, "Oh Prabhu, please show us which way Krishna went. Tell us how we can meet him." And then they offered pranam and they left. But when Radharani came, then she said, "Let me see who has come." There she saw that who is this 400 person. So then as soon as Krishna saw, then two arms entered inside his stomach. Why? Because he is completely controlled by her prayer. He is the root of all Narayans. Now I cannot say all these things openly, but so he is, who is this Narayan then? So root. You see, even he is the Mool Narayan. He is the root of all the other Narayans. And who is Narayan? Krishna himself. Therefore our duty is to accept the shelter of the Lord Sweet Srimati Radharani. And so even the Maharaj heard such beautiful katha, he became very happy. And said, "Oh Kesha Maharaj, you are very fortunate. Because now you have given sannyas and just see how they have advanced. They have all become Brajavasis. They have indeed accepted sannyas." So then the time came for my Guru Maharaj. Then they said, "Trivikram Narayan Maharaj, very nice names, but he's made him Vaman. Vaman means very small, like a dwarf. So why have you named yourself Vaman Maharaj? Who is the Mool Narayan? Narayan means he's present in all the rasas. So where does rasa come from? Krishna's rasa vaisa. Who is his rasa swarup? Radharani herself is rasa swarup. Who is Narayan? He is the Krishna is the Anshi, the root. And Narayan is the Ansha, the expansion. He is the Prakash, Vigraha. So Radharani, she is Vishnu, she is Narayan, she is everything. Maybe because she is the Shakti of Krishna, she is Narasingha. Without Shakti, what can Krishna do? If you want to understand all these things, then you should listen to all these tattva. Because Bhagavan, he didn't come there with his Swarup. What did he do? Nar and Singha. You should try to understand Nar Singha Tattva. Nar Singha means half and half. Ugra Shakti. He appeared with Ugra Shakti. So then, first he showed himself to Prahlad. Now he himself came. See, when Ravan went to Ravan, what happened? Sita Devi, the wife of Ravan, she went 1 year before. She is the Shakti of Ram. And what was she doing? In Lanka, she called everyone. She would call all the people near her. And say, Bhagwan Shakti is everything. Bhagwan is Sarva Shaktiman. Shakti is not different from Prabhu. You see, the potency of the fire to burn is not different from the fire itself. Sun and its rays are also simultaneously one and non-different. Because the sun is so far away, but still the rays are present here. So it seems that's different from the sun. But still, if they're different from the sun, then they have no existence of their own. So it's simultaneously one and different. So there we give very nice examples. Therefore, one must be from this Aishwarya Vigraha. Sahajya Mukti, become one with Brahma. As one becomes one with Brahma, if one eats sugar and becomes the sugar itself, then what is the difference between the sugar and the ant? It's tasting the sweetness of the sugar. Therefore, this Brahma Bhava should not be had. There's nothing of becoming Brahma like the Brahmavadis. You can become Das of the Bhaktas and Sri Bhagavan. Therefore, this Aishwarya Murti, Ugra Sabhav, to transcend everything. Therefore, this is meditating on the Naam. He's saying, now is take shelter. And there are very nice explanations. I've had this written down. So, Sanyas is staying, then when the name is taken, then Swarup is also present in the sannyas name. So Maharaj's eyes were blue. Neela Leela Param. Since Gurudev, he's always giving this Bhagavat Leela. Some Acharyas have distributed Naam, some have distributed Gun, some have distributed Roop. And some have distributed this Leela Shakti because the manifestations of this Leela Shakti. So there, these things have been very nicely described. So then everyone was very happy. Then they came to my Guru Maharaj. So then Guru Maharaj, he offered pranams to everyone and he offering vandana to everyone's feet. He rose his feet, he said, that Vamandev, after appearing to Kashyap and Aditi, he saw that the demons have Guru Bhakti. Devatas, they don't have this Guru Bhakti. Why? Because they disobeyed their Guru. And having disobeyed their Guru, they didn't have any strength. And the demons, they accepted Shukracharya's Guru and that served Guru so nicely. Made him so happy that we came and having disrespected Brihaspati, they lost everything. So Bhagwan, he said, if one doesn't have Guru Bhakti, then who can save him? Because they disrespected Guru in this way. So in this way, Vamandev said, I'll go to the demons and I'll ask for this bhiksha. May I get this Guru Bhakti? And then, if I give this bhakti to them, then their hearts will also change. They will also do Guru Seva and then all Shakti will be had by them. So Bhagwan himself, what did he do? He appeared as a small Vamandev with this kopin, had this Kamandalu Danda, Mekala. He wore these sandals and then this crow and then he came there. And Balimar said, who is this effulgent Brahmin boy? So beautiful. Everyone took charity and went away, but you sing, oh Brahmin, can I serve you in any way? Give me some order. So Vamandev, he said, alright. If you make a sankalpa, then I'll ask for what I want. He said, I don't have any fear. You take everything also, I don't care. He said, no, I don't want anything. First make this sankalpa. I'll only ask for 3 steps of land. See, I have small feet. So I'll just take 3 steps of land. He said, why? Because Bali Maharaj generated so much Guru Seva that he had conquered the entire world until Brahmaloka. He made everyone work under his anugatha. There was not one person who did not respect him because he was a great donor, very charitable, very knowledgeable. See, and Bhagavan himself was asking for bhiksha. He not that he was asking for bhiksha for 3 worlds, he was asking for this Guru Bhakti. And how could he ask for this Guru Bhakti? Because without asking, how can he give? Meanwhile, his Guru appeared. Shukracharya appeared and he said, oh Bali, what are you doing? What sankalpa are you making? Don't make this sankalpa. He is not a Brahmin. He is actually Vishnu himself. He'll take everything away. And then he will not leave you anywhere. His demons will not have any place. He'll take everything away. So he made this sankalpa. And he said, I've forgotten the sankalpa. I don't remember what I've said. Don't make this sankalpa. So then when you try into sankalpa, then Shukracharya went and hid within the spout. This Kamandalu, water was not coming out. Then Vamadeva took some kusha grass, and he started poking at the spout, and then blood came out. Saying, why is blood coming out? Then he saw Shukracharya's eye had been poked. And Shukracharya ran away from there, and he cursed. So then Guru Bhakti was lost then. Because he did not follow Shukracharya. Shukracharya cursed him. So Vamandev also, he accepted bhiksha, he took everything. Not just 3 worlds, even Bali also. So Bhagavan, he did such a thing. So Bhagavan, he himself, he's always looking. See, his Guru Bhakti, this Paramamrit is not limited. It has to be distributed to everyone. See, Shukracharya is the Guru of the Danavas. And Brihaspati's son is Koch. Brihaspati, he told Koch, you were born here in Devalok. If you want to make a Guru, then make Shukracharya a Guru. Go take Diksha from him, learn how to serve. Because these demigods are very proud. They never bow down. And they will not go anywhere to learn. Saying, oh, I'm Devendra, I'm Indra. Why should I go? I'm the wind god, I'm Agnidev. They will never go to learn. So he said, he told Koch, go and learn from Brihaspati, from Shukracharya. When he went to do Guru Seva, he said, oh Guruji, give me Diksha. Keep me near you. I'm your disciple. He said, I know you're Brihaspati's son, I know you're a demigod, but still you have accepted my shelter, so I'll teach you everything. He accepted him as his disciple, kept him near him. Daitya saw the Danavas that if he learns this Vishalya Karini, Mahamrityunjaya and all these different forms of knowledge, then which can bring even the dead back to life. Then if he learns all these things, then they'll become very strong, the devatas. Therefore something should be done. So Shukracharya's daughter was Devyani. He said, oh Devyani, see Kosh, she's so beautiful. She said, yes, indeed he's very beautiful. He's staying in your house since so many days. So you don't want to accept him as your own? She said, yes, yes, now I want to accept him. And she told Koch, hey Koch, you're very nice, you're very handsome, and I want you, marry me. He said, no, because my guru is my father, you're my sister, how can I accept you then? This way? You're my younger sister. He said, no, there's nothing like this, sister, brother, there's nothing like this here. Will you marry me? She said. He said, no. Then you see what I'll do. If you don't accept, then I'll cut you into many pieces, eat you. I will distribute your meat to all the asuras. He said, do what you want. I will not marry you. And she called all the daityas. And Shukracharya, when he went inside to do his dhyan, they cut Kosh into many pieces. They cooked him and everyone ate Kosh. And she also ate him. When Guruji came in the evening, he said, where is Kosh? Where is my disciple? See, he would always massage his feet, wash his cloth, feed him. He would do everything. Shukracharya was very happy with him. Very nice sevak he was. Kosh, then he said, oh Kosh, where are you? And he asked his daughter, where is he? She says, what do I know? You see, the demons, they're always very expert in speaking lies. So I don't know, they say. No. Open lies. I said, hey, Devayani herself killed him, ate him, and she's saying, I don't know. Then Shukracharya went into this meditation. And then they say, by Mrityu Sanjeevani, he brought him back to life. As soon as he brought this Mrityu Sanjeevani and brought this Vishalakarini, then everyone's stomachs opened and he came out in front of his guru. And now he was even more beautiful. Where were you? I don't know where I was. They came, they cut me into many pieces and they just ate me. So he said, Guruji, indeed you brought me back to life. See, you have saved me now. You see, all the pieces they again collected and they became me again. Saying, just now I'll teach you Smriti Sanjini, all mantras, all Shakti, because you're so sincere. You see how Guru is so merciful. So say, even the demons, they became very powerful because Savindra Guru. But Devagas, because of Guru Avagya, they lost everything. So when Guru Maharaj, he said, Vamandev is such a personality who himself brought this Guru Bhakti for the Devatas. He took three worlds, he also took this Guru Bhakti. And then he gave the Guru Bhakti to the Devatas. Then the Devatas worship Brihaspati. He said, Devatas, how are they? They said, we'll make another Guru. Like you say in Kali Yuga. Oh, why one Guru? I'll make another Guru. Dhatre had 24 gurus. I will make 25 gurus. I'll go wherever there is this. So they say, when the devatas were fighting, then what happened? Then they went to this Trashta Rishi. They said, oh Guruji, you are my guru now. Because our guru is no longer here. So you please do yagya for us. Become our priest. She said, I don't do all these things. I don't want to be part of this sin. You do sinful things and why should I accept your sin as a priest? And go away from here. He's chased them away. So Trashta Rishi, he had a son. So they had a son called Vishwarup. They went to Vishwarup. Saying, oh Vishwarup, give us shelter, give us shelter. And they say, they start folding their hands and saying, oh, you're everything to us. Please. You can do everything in this way. Please do help us. And so he started doing yagya. His mother was from the demon family. But his father was from the family of the demigods. So he'd offer oblations to the demons and also to the demigods. So Indra is saying, what is he doing? He's also helping the demons. He's also giving the sacrificial offering to the demons. And then he cut his head off. This Vajra, thunderbolt. So then this personified sin, this sin of killing a Brahmin, came upon Indra. Indra started running everywhere, but still he started following him everywhere. Then he hid himself in the stem of a lotus. in Manasarovar, and this Brahma Shap was hovering above his head on top. So you see, in the demigods, even though they were intelligent, see what will happen to them. Bhagavan is thinking, oh, what to do? Therefore, if one becomes very humble, so one who is Nishkinchan, Akinchan, he will also surrender himself. This is Atma Samarpan. Bhagavan is saying that, oh, he is very arrogant. So even his Guru Bhakti was given, and slowly, slowly, they became corrected. They were corrected. And then who could this Brahma Shap be given to? But else without this Brahma Shap being going, without this Brahma Shap being dispelled, what could Indra do? So his Brahma Shap was given to four different personalities, and then he became free of this Brahma Shap, Indra. So Guru Maharaj, he said, we always remember that may we never become proud, puffed up. May we never fall down from our godly nature, Daiva Bhav. So they say, therefore, Gurudev has given us this facility to be Dasanudas. But you see, although we have these names, like Vaman, Narayan, Trikram, still our Swarup is hidden within these names. And who is our guardian? Vamandev, Narayan, Trivikram, they are guardians. So when you recite the Narayan Kavach, there you will see. You see, reciting this Narayan Kavach, you will become victorious. All the avatars of Bhagavan have been described. May he protect me, may he save me. In Bhagavatam, they have been described. Say, Maharaj, he described everything. Now we listen tomorrow again. Monday.
From the curse again,
distributed that sin.